I've got to give credit to Portsmouth. I thought they were outstanding tonight. You know, they came, they played really brave. They played a diamond. They caused us problems. We struggled to get a grips of it. But when you've got good players like them working as hard as they did tonight, I thought their work ethic was phenomenal. There was a couple of times when we did work really hard to get the ball and get into good areas. Their recoveries were fantastic. And because of that, it was really hard for us to get too much going. We were feeding on scraps. So huge credit to Portsmouth. I thought a really good team, played really well against us tonight and done what we've done to a lot of teams.
I was going to say, they did an us, didn't they? I mean, Elliot and Taylor just didn't get a look in at the back. They were, and going forward, they snicked that goal, which we've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go back to the goal in a minute because, you know, that's a disappointing moment for us. But, listen, our boys have given everything. People will say, go away and say we didn't play well tonight. It was hard to play well tonight. We tried a few things, but when you come up against a good team and really good players and they're at the top of their game, sometimes, you know, you have to accept, and the more you chase the game at the end, the more things are going to happen the other end. So credit to them. But our boys worked their socks off. They gave everything. They fed on scraps. We had a couple of moments. We had a right go in the second half. We changed our shape, tried to get more onus on the game, which we did. But one moment out of our hands has cost us.
Tell me about the goal.
Well, I've seen it again, so I know. I thought, you know, the referee struggled all night. He'd given so many free kicks that didn't need to be given early in the game. He's then decided not to give a free kick at a crucial moment. Sean Rigg's been taken out above his thigh with the guy nowhere near the ball. Clear contact, knocked sideways. The ball runs to their man, he waves play on, and then they cross it and they score. And, you know, it's just ridiculous and it's so disappointing. You have to be careful what you say because, you know, like I say, I'm giving Portsmouth a lot of credit tonight. I thought they were outstanding. But in a game where there wasn't much in it and not loads of clear-cut chances, they've been handed one and that's out of our hands.
How important is it not to dwell on this evening, the result? But
listen, we won't dwell on it. You know, you're not just going to walk into the playoff. You're not just going to stroll in there. We've worked so hard over the last 6 weeks to regain our form and pick ourselves up and get to the point where we're now 2 points away from the playoffs. And we've worked incredibly hard to get there. This was always on paper going to be a really tough game. They're a very, very good team. They've got a very, very good management team. And tonight, I thought they were excellent. So we'll pick ourselves up. We've got two games to go, and we're more than capable of getting what we need.
Yeah, because bigger picture, it's still in your own hands, isn't it?
Of course it is. And you know, it will be in our own hands, hopefully all the way until the end of the season. But boys have given everything tonight. And like I say, it would have been lovely to round it off tonight with two games to go, but we didn't. We've got to keep going.
Could do that at the weekend. It's Stevenage. Some of your best performances, I have to say, have been away from home, although they've been improving a little.
Yeah, listen, no game's easy in this league, so we know that we've got to be prepared. It could go to the last game. We've got to be prepared for all of that, but all we can focus on now is turning out a really good performance on Saturday and see where that takes us, because you can never be guaranteed. Tonight we've had a point potentially taken away from us, and that was out of our hands, so you know, you need a bit of luck along the way.
The result itself, with the referee indecision as it went, how much pressure has this result put on you and the club? Because there's a lot of expectation this evening.
No, it doesn't put pressure on us. Listen, I've said before, when we won, if you see the players giving everything, that's all you can ask for. Portsmouth are a massive club. They're a bigger club than us, with bigger resources than us. Their squad's bigger than ours in the players they've been able to attract. These boys are overachieving. They're giving absolutely everything for the club and they'll carry on doing it. We're capable of beating Portsmouth on our day. We're capable of beating anyone. Tonight, Portsmouth were outstanding. We gave everything, fed off of some scraps and lost the game 1-0 to a very, very poor decision.